Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Off and rolling on a Monday, November 24th, 2025, Thanksgiving week. Hope everybody is getting their family in town, getting situated, figuring your situation out. But I'm hoping everybody later in the week has a great Thanksgiving. But welcome to the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn, on @_Kuhn71. I'm alongside the executive producer of the show. That would be Connor Dunning on @CDunning929. Connor, how you doing, brother?
What's up, man?
It was a good weekend.
Great weekend.
On Saturday, made it over to Slider Inn for the Grizzlies 92.9 Michelob Ultra Watch Party, Slider Inn downtown. Love the location.
Fantastic venue.
And it was a great time. It was a great time. Thanks to everybody who came out. Got to catch up with John Yakubian, right? And he's the...
Cedric Howard guy.
Yes. And really love Ced. And, you know, he's got the jewelry store there on Poplar. And he used to own Bosses.
He did.
Before, obviously, COVID took a toll on a lot of businesses. And I had to ask him about Bosses, if there's ever going to be a revamp. He didn't say no, but he also didn't say yes, which did make me sad a little bit on the inside. I miss Bosses. I really do. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Connor.
I used to go to Bosses all the time.
I was a frequent flyer there.
I used to go to Bosses all the time. The delivery company that I worked for in college, shout out Emilio if you're listening, Meals in Motion.
Yeah, I used to always order off Meals in Motion in college.
There is a strong chance that I delivered to you one time. I mean, we were in college at the same time. Yeah. If you were ordering Bosses.
How'd they pay over at Meals in Motion?
I mean, cash.
Decent.
Cash. Cash money or night. Yeah. It was great. Oh, it was the dream job for a college kid. I worked like a couple times a week. You were by yourself. You'd get a little message. You go to the restaurant, high-end restaurants, really nice places. Yeah. I got to deliver to like David Fizdale, Marc Gasol, multiple Grizzlies players. Got to meet a lot of people doing it. You get like meal discounts and things like that. It was fantastic. And then you got cash at least $100 every night.
Was Bosses the most frequent?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't the most frequent, but it was absolutely one of the high,
okay,
the higher
say.
Frequented ones. I think the number one was probably Pete and Sam's.
That makes
Pete
sense.
Pete and Sam's crushed on Meals
that
in Motion.
That makes
Pete
sense.
Pete and Sam's and then all the sushi places.
Okay. Was Red Koi part of it?
No.
Okay. That's my
Nah, SPR. Place. That's okay. My place. Sakasui Pacific Rim.
No, I hear you. By the way, yeah, their rolls are massive.
Incredible. Man.
They're
incredible.
Huge. They're huge. You get your bang for your buck.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it. Now, we have 2.5 hours to talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We have some Grizzlies to talk about here in just a second, and then we'll get into a discussion. With Thanksgiving coming up, you have to avoid certain discussions, right? You have to avoid, you know, abortion discussions, Donald Trump discussions, you know, political discussions, Israel. You know, you have to avoid those discussions. There's one we need to add. Lane Kiffin. If you're in the southeastern part of the country, avoid Lane Kiffin discussions at all cost at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Then we're going to get into Tigers basketball. That was not a fun game on Friday. Tigers are 1-4. Now, I understand that their schedule's tough, right? But 1-4, that does not feel good. and you have to dig out of a hole with a team who Penny, before the season, already questioned their sort of want to, their give a damn, those types of things. So we'll discuss that as well. We have some NFL and some college football to talk about throughout the show with Rivalry Week coming up. As far as guests are concerned, 5 o'clock, David Cobb will join the show. And then at 6 o'clock, Harold Grader. We'll also have Trip Around the NFL at 5:30. And then we'll get out at 6:30. We'll pass you off to Grizzlies vs. Nuggets pregame. And then 7 o'clock, Eric Hasseltine will be on the call. But it was a good time on Saturday. Grizzlies won one in a row. Won one game before that. But then they won a second game in a row. So now we call that a win streak, right? We term that a win streak.
We're so back.
I guess so. They're 6-11. They won against the Mavs, the lowly Mavs, on the road, 102-96. Santi Aldama had 28-4. I thought he was phenomenal in this game. Vince Williams Jr., like, it's just, it's so fun to watch him in the role he's in now, is basically the main on-ball guy, point guard. 10-10-5. And then two steals on the defensive end.
Don't you dare. 10-10-6. Don't you dare take an assist away from my boy.
Was it six?
Yes, it was
six.
Are
we sure?
I'm staring at it right now.
Okay, all right.
Don't you dare sell Vince Williams Jr. short.
I'm staring at it, too.
You're looking at something differently. I'm on ESPN. I don't know what you're in.
I'm on CBS.
CBS got it wrong. Then I'm trusting ESPN.
All right. And then Cam Spencer, 17-4-5, 6-10 from the field, 3-5 from three. He got the player walk-off interview.
Yes, he did.
That was a good time. And then John Morant behind him. We'll get to John Morant and Klay Thompson in a bit. But John Morant behind him said, you got to let him know that you're the best shooter, not that bro in Golden State. People tried to say he was talking about Klay Thompson. He's clearly talking about his
Very
brother.
Very clearly talking about Pat Spencer.
Like,
yes.
No question about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how Klay, people.
Breaking news. Klay Thompson was playing for the Dallas Mavericks Dallas. He is no longer in Golden State.
I don't know how people.
Therefore.
I don't know how people lost that in translation. Like, that seemed obvious to me when he said it live.
It's because people wanted it to be about Klay Thompson.
Well, but there was enough about Klay Thompson.
Already
we didn't have to make up anything.
That's what I mean. There was already a scuffle and a moment. So people said, oh, shooter, Golden State. There's only one possible person it could be. It's not his brother that he lived in the same house in. No way it's that person. It's got to be Klay Thompson.
But my favorite performance of that game against the Mavs, and it just keeps popping up, I told you about how high I am on him and how much he has outdone his draft evals already. But Zach Edey, 12 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, 7 offensive boards. So far, in his first 4 games back, these are his numbers in his first 4 games back. 12.3 points per game on 70.2% true shooting, 9.3 rebounds per game, 4 offensive rebounds per game, a steal per game, 2 blocks per game, and he has a total plus 41 in what has been so far a relatively lost season for this team. And that's all in 25 minutes per game on a minutes restriction. Like, not only is he outdone the draft evals, like, the importance we need to put on Zach Edey going forward, especially in a Western Conference that has so many talented bigs, it's massive. And he's got a chance tonight against the best big in the world and probably one of the best 3 centers of all time in Nikola Jokic, who's playing at the highest level of his career. I want to see what he does, right? He is damn important to the Grizzlies' chances tonight. And here is, like, I want to make a point about this Nuggets team. You could look at this and you could say, okay, Nuggets are 8.5-point favorites. They're going to run away. Grizzlies are going to lose this ballgame. But pay attention to the injury report, because the Nuggets are going to be without Aaron Gordon. They're going to be without Christian Brown and no Julian Strother coming off the bench.
Right.
So they're missing some key rotational pieces. So, like, this is an opportunity for the Grizzlies to beat one of the West's best, at least put up a nice competition, good fight against one of the West's best, and sort of prove to the fans, hey, we're not going to go out without a fight this year. We're not going to be as bad as we have been through the first 17 games of the year.
It would be a massive win if they could pull it off, because it would make up for the loss that you had against the Spurs. You should have won that game. You were leading most of the game, and then you let it slip away from you at the end. And you're going up against a Nuggets team. And when we first looked at the schedule when it was released earlier in the season, we looked at this game and we said, this is probably going to be a loss. It will be very difficult to win this game. But now an opportunity has presented itself to steal one. So go out there and steal it. They've been looking better. They've looked better the last 2 games. I think that a lot of it is because of Zach Edey. I think that Vince Williams Jr. is doing a good job running this offense, but they look revitalized in a way. And real quick, I you know, this number got, you know, hardwood paroxysm, yep. However you say that name. He pulled this.
AKA Matt Moore, right?
AKA Matt Moore, our guy Matt Moore. Zach Edey, Cedric Coward have played 46 minutes together this season on the court. Their offensive rating is 122.2. Their defensive rating is 108.2. That's a plus 14 net rating when the two of them are on the court.
They are the two best players in net rating on the Grizzlies.
Yes.
As of this moment.
Not surprising.
But it's kind of funny. Before Zach Edey returned, we said, okay, he's going to make a difference. It's going to be palpable, but how big of a difference is it going to make? Well, they're 2-2 in the games that he's come back, these four games. And even the losses are against some of the best teams. One of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, the Cavs, they lost by 8. Against the Spurs, one of the best teams in the Western Conference. Victor Wembanyama on the other side, although he didn't play in this game. 11-point loss, and it was with 3 minutes to go, they had the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then two wins in a row against some poor competition, but they didn't really leave, especially the Kings game, in doubt. And then they won one on the road against the Mavs. So, like, honestly, Edey has made a bigger difference than I had anticipated.
Yeah,
to be completely honest with you.
Well, here's some more stats for you. In the four games that he's been back, these are rebounding stats. The Grizzlies have rebounded 36% of their own misses, which is in the 93rd percentile.
Yep.
80% of opponent misses, which is in the 100th percentile. When Edey is on the court with Vince Williams and Cedric Coward, they are rebounding 39% of their own misses, 96th percentile. 81% of opponent misses, 100th percentile. And that's why you've seen this notion go around recently, and I don't necessarily disagree with it. When Ja and Jaren return, the idea of starting Ja, Vince, Ced, Jaren, and Edey is not the worst idea in the world. Not the worst idea in the world. I like it.
I hear that. All right, now another thing happened in this game.
Yes, it did.
Ja Morant, Klay Thompson shared some pleasantries, I guess, back and forth. Klay was, you know, trying to be a little bit of an enforcer, got into it with Santi, got into it with a couple of other guys. Ja stood up
Vince,
off the bench.
He got into it with Vince a couple times.
Ja stood up off the bench and said, "You're a bum now." And Klay Thompson went back at him. And then after the game, Klay Thompson really let his thoughts be known. Here's what he had to say.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. But you know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just his just running his mouth. And he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. And we need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
All right. I know the tendency in this city, because we've dealt with it over and over and over and over, is to protect Ja at all costs. He's the superstar. He's the guy that brings eyeballs to the city. He's the guy that puts butts in the seats. He's the guy that helps this franchise thrive. I know that's the tendency. And honestly, I'll be completely real with you. When I first saw this spat and I saw the post-game remarks, I wanted to be able to do that. But if I'm being completely truthful, I don't disagree really at all with anything Klay Thompson had to say. Because, yeah, some of it was a little bit flagrant. Some of it was over the top. But I think we all agree by the end of that quote there, that sound, when he says, "It's funny to hear you talking from the bench. We want to see him out there and thriving, but it's kind of the story of his career, not taking accountability and then not giving the people what they need to see, you know, talking and not proving, not showing up night to night." I hate to sort of, it seems like people are bagging on John when he's down, and I understand that, but I don't disagree with the message Klay Thompson put out there. I think a lot of us, whether you want to admit it or not, feel very similarly about the way Ja Morant's career has turned since about 2022 or thereabouts, the suspension and everything else. It has not been the same. He's been off the floor more often than not. There's been drama. I do think there's been a lack of accountability and certainly a lack of compromise with the powers that be along the way, whether that's Adam Silver, the Grizzlies organization, or Tomas Isolo. And it's just caused a lot of problems in his life and the life of the Grizzlies organization. So as much as I think the first reaction for people in Memphis is to say, Clay's wrong, he's taking this too far, Ja, we're always going to protect Ja, I don't think in this situation that's necessary. I think Clay Thompson, for the most part, I wouldn't have said it the way he did, but for the most part, I think he is correct in what he said after the game.
Yeah, I don't really disagree with a lot of what Clay Thompson was saying. And listen, we can get this the qualifiers out of the way. It is Clay Thompson is no longer in Golden State. He's no longer on a winning basketball team. Clay Thompson also very much enjoys talking trash from the bench. We have the famous GIF of him putting up the number of rings that he has won. But again,
he has won
four rings. And listen, when I heard these comments, I was like you. I saw the caption first, and I was like, right. Oh, is he going at Ja and the Grizzlies? And then when you listen to what he says,
especially by the end,
I didn't take what Clay Thompson was saying as trash talk to Ja. I took it as him being like, come on, man, wake up.
We want you to be better.
We want better for you. He was saying, get it together. We want you on the court. Your city wants you on the court. Your team wants you on the court. You've been talking more on the bench than you have in basketball games. And it's one of those deals where I think during the game, on the court, Clay was defending his teammate. Ja was defending his teammate. That is what teammates are supposed to do. Trash talks happens on a basketball court.
Yes.
And trying to litigate who is allowed to talk trash and who isn't is a complete waste of time, in my opinion. And listen, Clay Thompson has four rings. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. When he talks, his words carry a little bit more weight. They do. They just do. It matters a little bit more. We don't have to litigate this, though. Ja is also allowed to go up to him and say, hey, you're a bum, because he's allowed to do that. It's trash talk on a court. This locker room interview with Clay, I do not put in the territory of trash talk. He was trying to be real and spit facts about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant, and to be quite honest with you, he didn't miss. Very much like his three-point shooting, he didn't miss.
And I think by the end of it, it was more of like a, I want better for him than he wants, it seems.
Yes.
That's sort of the tone that he took with it by the end of that conversation.
I mean, Clay and the Grizzlies, when he was on Golden State, went to battle. I mean, Clay has been eliminated by the Grizzlies twice in the playoffs.
When he won a championship in 2022, he called Jaren a bum at the
podium. And that is part of it. That is all part of the history of Clay Thompson
There's
with the Grizzlies.
Here.
The Grizzlies eliminated him in the bubble. The Grizzlies eliminated him last year in the play-in game because when he was on Dallas. There's a lot of history with Clay Thompson and the Grizzlies. There's been a lot of trash talk on the court and off the court between Clay Thompson and the Grizzlies. When I was listening to this clip, though, I was like, oh, this is a veteran in the NBA who sees a player with superstar potential.
Get it together, young man.
Beginning to waste it, if not already wasting it. Because the story of the Memphis Grizzlies, whether you like it or not, since 2022, is dysfunction and injury.
Yes.
It's dysfunction and injury. And unfortunately, one of the people that has caused that
dysfunction
has been Ja. I'm not going to blame him for his own injuries. A lot of those were freak accidents he can't avoid. But the dysfunction on and off the court, that can be laid at the feet of Ja. And he's got to take responsibility for that. And that's what Clay was saying. I'm hearing from someone who won't take accountability for their own actions. I'm talking to someone who won't take leadership on his own team. He only steps up and talks trash when they're winning a game. But when they're losing, his shoulders are sunk and he disappears. He quit on his team this year.
In a game that they were winning.
And that matters to NBA players. And this is, I think, Clay Thompson basically saying, man, you got to get it together because your time's running out. Your time's running out. Because he's on the tail end of his career. He's on the back end of his career. He knows it. Clay knows that his time's almost up. So he's looking at a young superstar that he is probably annoyed with in the moment.
Sure.
And a little bothered by in the moment. But this is good advice. Listen to him.
He knows what he's capable of, and he knows that he's also not living up to it at all.
Correct. And the Grizzlies as a whole, as a team. Listen, I want the Grizzlies to return to that 2022. I didn't mind it when the Grizzlies were talking trash. You're going to annoy people because, yeah, you haven't won anything, and for some reason that's a qualifier now for having to being able to be confident in yourself and talk about your wins and your accomplishments. Apparently you have to have a ring for it to be valid. I disagree with that. We'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about Shedeur Sanders later, but it's this team needs to get back to joy. They need to get back to being a group. And it does feel like in the last week, a little bit of that is back. So I don't mind seeing Ja call Klay Thompson a bum. And people trying to act like that it's some great sin, grow up a little bit.
I will
all
say,
right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could say.
It's the national talk is
going,
ridiculous.
Going back at Klay and what he had to say after the game, I don't think you a bum now really.
No.
I don't think you needed to say what you said after the game. I don't mind what you said after the game.
Right.
But I don't think it really rose to that occasion.
Correct.
I think that's a bit thin-skinned. But at the same time, I don't mind the message at all that Klay Thompson was putting out.
It's a bum for a bum. All right? That's what it was. It's a bum for a bum. John called him a bum. He's going to call him a bum back. And it is trash talk. And people are trying to make it some greater story. The story, in my opinion, is what Klay said in the locker room and the message he was trying to send.
Yes.
The Grizzlies and Ja.
Correct.
That is the story. Ja calling him a bum and them talking trash to each other on the court, that's not the story.
I see a lot of people, especially on social media, spinning this into Ja's never going to get it. He's never going to understand it. And listen, that may be true. I don't know.
I have no idea. We shall see.
We will see. But I don't think this situation, as compared to situations in the past, needs to rise to that occasion.
Well,
I don't think we need to make these grand generalizations and grand statements based on Ja in the heat of the moment, when trash is being talked to his teammates, calling Klay Thompson a bum.
I also need people to stop clutching their pearls and run into the defense.
He's won four championships!
He's a four-time NBA champion! How dare he call him a bum? Call people a bum at the rec center. What are you talking about?
Cam Spencer last year got directly into KD's face. Cam Spencer was a two-way player
at
the time.
That's what trash talk is. Trash talk is trash talk. It is part of the game of basketball. And trying to litigate who is and who isn't allowed to talk trash.
And what it ultimately means long-term.
Do you have to give your resume to the teams before the game and say, oh, yes, your accomplishments.
Right.
You are given a go to trash talk. That's silly. That whole stuff is ridiculous. People are literally pulling up accolades and talking about, oh, how dare he say this thing. It's like, come on. Like, what? Players don't have to have amazing accolades to talk trash on the court. It's ridiculous. Ja was defending his teammate. Klay was defending his teammate. To me, that's the end of the story. The real story here is the message that Klay Thompson was trying to send Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies as an organization.
Which was a decent one.
And whether or not it was valid. And I think that most of it was. The bum part, not included.
Some of the length, like I said, I wouldn't say it that way if I was trying to deliver like a heartfelt message. So clearly, Klay Thompson
was trying to be heartfelt.
He was still bothered by what Ja said to him during the game and how Ja acts and how their back and forth has been since Ja's been in the league. But I think there was a message there by the end that was very fair, very understood, and probably echoes a lot of the sentiments we've shared on this show about Ja Morant multiple times over.
I'm glad he said it.
I'm with you. All right. Now add this to conversations not to bring up at your Thanksgiving dinner in the southeastern part of the country. LSU has officially offered Lane Kiffin a $90-plus million contract. That's the latest based on multiple reports we got over the weekend. And the LSU Lane Kiffin talk is more than heated up. Last time we talked on Friday, AD Keith Carter at Ole Miss put out a statement saying that Lane Kiffin will have an answer and they will hold a presser the Saturday after the Egg Bowl coming up this weekend. So we're going to have an answer officially on if Lane Kiffin is leaving or not. I personally believe, even though I'm not trying to predict Lane Kiffin's future, because, again, futile exercise, it does seem like there's too much smoke for there not to be fire. It seems like LSU is the likely destination for Lane Kiffin. Now, granted, I could be wrong, but what this does for me at this point, with all that's been said, with all that's been done, with Lane's antics through the whole process, it makes me question how this Ole Miss team's going to deal with this big cloud hanging over them this week against Mississippi State. And then ultimately, if Lane Kiffin is gone, what happens with them heading into the college football playoff? Now, we had a couple of players today. Kawan Lacy was one, and then quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. They put out some statements to try to reassure Ole Miss fans about where their mind is at this moment. This was Trinidad Chambliss on X. Again, Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. To our fans, this team is completely locked in, living in the moment, and staying true to our 1-0 mindset for the Egg Bowl in future games. We are unbothered by anything about next year and fully trusting Coach Kiffin's leadership to keep us moving toward our goals. Now, for Trinidad Chambliss, you know, I guess you can make the case he's a senior, doesn't have more any more eligibility left. So he clearly ain't thinking about next year. He's thinking about, do I have a pro potential? What am I going to do for the rest of the college football playoff? That type of thing. But here's the very clear argument that I would make in response to these statements being made by Kawan Lacy, Trinidad Chambliss, and others on that team. I would argue that posting at all about Lane Kiffin potentially departing and Lane Kiffin's involvement in the coaching carousel and with LSU sends the exact opposite message of what you're trying to say. You're saying we're unbothered by it, we're not thinking about it, but if you have to post about it, you're very clearly thinking about it and you feel like you need to address it. So, again, I don't know what this ultimately means to the Egg Bowl coming up on Friday. I don't expect Ole Miss to lose that ball game. They're way more talented. They have played better throughout this year. They have one loss on their resume. They could be primed for an SEC championship appearance. There's a lot of things on the table for Ole Miss. They still have a lot to fight for. But I think we're fooling ourselves at this point with this Ole Miss team to act as if the players are not very, very distracted by all that's happening with their coach.
I mean, it's very clearly a distraction. And I'm like you, I don't necessarily expect it to impact their performance in the Egg Bowl because they are so talented, and I do think that they're going to go out there and execute and ultimately win the game. But I do think that it is at least as big of a distraction to where the players feel like they have to say something to the fan base, and that's not a great thing.
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing is just taken
and I think it's
far too long.
I got to be honest, I think it's unfair to them.
To the players?
Yes, I agree.
The
way Lane Kiffin has handled it. Now, some credit where credit could be due, okay? Lane Kiffin has been a lot quieter since midweek this past week.
Well, it's like posting.
He's not posting as much. He's only answering Egg Bowl questions. Yeah. He's trying to avoid all, like, so he's been quieter. He's acting a little less like Lane Kiffin has in the past. But I think the damage has already been done.
Yes.
And I did make this. I want to hear your thoughts too, Connor. I made this idea known over the weekend. Let's say by some off chance, Lane Kiffin ends up back at Ole Miss. I understand the overwhelming thought for most people would be, okay, all's going to be forgiven. And, you know, if he wins again, if he wins 10 more games, this is going to be a blip on the radar. But with all of the clear flirting, the traveling by his family, the interviewing process, all that has transpired through this, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think there's a lot of Ole Miss fans that may never forgive him for for the way that this has played out. I said there's a lot of, I'm not saying the entire fan base. And again, if he comes back and they make a national championship, sure. But I don't think this is very cute, to be honest with you. I think this has just gotten to a point where I don't think all will be forgiven by Ole Miss fans. And I don't think that should be the expectation if he does ultimately end up back at Ole Miss.
I don't think they will be forgive. They will forgive him instantly. They will with time, though. If he comes back and he wins,
if he wins ten more games
and they're in the college football playoff again next, yeah, they'll forgive him. Winning heals all. That is the number one rule of sports. Winning heals all. But he will be in the doghouse with Ole Miss fans for a little bit. He'll have to sleep on the couch for a little bit.
This would be the second time, and clearly the most egregious time of him flirting, yes. And then ultimately, if he ends up back at Ole Miss, it would have been all for a raise potentially. Like being used as leverage, being a school used as leverage for other jobs or more money or more pay or more NIL dollars. I just don't know if that's something that Ole Miss fans like to be a part of.
It is
on
it
a
is,
consistent basis, at least.
The frequency of it is, I think, what they may be bothered by. Coaches across the country do this, though.
Sure.
Cignetti did it. Matt Rhule did it. It happens. This is what people do. They flirt with other teams. And
yeah.
Ole Miss fans also, I think Ole Miss
Cignetti, though, that's an
Cignetti allowed his name to be in the mix so he could get an extension.
But he signed it quick.
Okay, it still happened. He still did it.
And there was no real interview process. He wasn't sending his kids on a plane.
No, here's the thing.
Happy Valley.
We also need to be honest about the situation. LSU is a better job than Ole Miss.
Yes.
It makes sense why he was flirting with LSU. Florida, debatable.
But Florida, I can even see. Historically.
But you can see it. So, Ole Miss fans, I don't think, can be upset that he looked. It makes sense that he looked. The way he went about it was incorrect.
Yes.
The way he was doing National Treasure Lane Kiffin Coaching Edition,
yes, exactly,
was the incorrect version. 100%. And that is why it'll take some time, if he comes back, which I don't think he is, to be back in the favor of Ole Miss fans. But again, if he wins football games, if he has a good recruiting class, if they make it to the college football playoff this year, which they will, and let's say that they win a game and make a little bit of a run, all will be forgiven if he comes back.
And I want to throw this out there for our folks on social media. And you can now watch us, by the way, on YouTube,
yes,
on X, and on Twitch. 92.9 ESPN, just search it in the search bar, and you can find us. We're live streaming. You get to see my bright, smiling face as well as – or is it just mine?
No, it's mine, too.
You got one in there,
too? I got
too?
One,
okay,
too.
All right, we're all hooked up. So you can do that. But I want to know via social media comments and otherwise, is there anyone out there that thinks he'll end up back at Ole Miss at this point? Is there anyone out there at this point that, whether you're an Ole Miss fan or just someone who takes in college football on the regular, takes in SEC football, is there anyone who realistically still thinks Ole Miss retains Lane Kiffin? I want to know that.
It would be shocking. And if he did, it'd be like, hey, man, you got to stop treating people this way. That's crazy. If you wanted your extension, go get your extension and your raise. But to do it like this is just
100%. Evil. No doubt.
That's just mean.
No doubt. Now let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. We'll come back. Tiger basketball is going to be of a discussion. 1-4. 1-4 so far. And then that game on Friday. Brutal, awful execution at the end. All of that. Then we'll have some rivalry week discussion and get into the college football conversation. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
That's all next, 92.9 FM ESPN. Back in on the Game Gooden Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. As always, you can listen to us on the TuneIn radio app, iHeartRadio app, and, of course, 680 AM. But Memphis Tiger basketball has started 1-4. It is the worst start for a season in a long, long time, and certainly the worst start of the season in the Penny Hardaway era. Now, how did we get here? One, I think you look back at that UNLV game, 14-point loss at home, and you say you counted that as a win going into the season. You felt good about it, especially knowing that UNLV team came into the that game 1-2 with two losses against mid-major opponents. So you lost that one. But then you get to Bahamar, you lose to Purdue, that's understandable. And by the way, Purdue went on to beat Texas Tech, another nationally AP top 25 team, not nationally ranked team, by 30 in the Bahamar championship game. But they played Wake Forest on Friday. And I thought they put together a pretty decent effort against what is a solid ACC opponent with a good coach in Steve Forbes. By the end of the game, with 1:54 left, they're up 66-60, and you feel like, okay, they can probably cruise to a win. Just don't do anything stupid. Don't make dumb mistakes. Don't fail to execute. And after Wake Forest took a timeout at about 1:43, they went on a nice 6-0 run. And by 9 seconds left in the game, Sebastian Akins had tied the ball game at 66-66 with two free throws. So Tigers ultimately get the ball. Have a possession with about 5 seconds to go. Doug McDaniel ends up getting fouled. So he goes to the line. He makes 2 of 2. Now, in that situation, I think a lot of coaches in this day and age, knowing that Wake Forest doesn't have timeouts on the other side, would tell you, hey, miss the second free throw once you take the lead 67-66, and then force them to put up a full court heave. If they hit it, they hit it. But at least you made it as hard as humanly possible on them. That's not what happened. Doug McDaniel makes a second free throw. So even in that case, 1 second left, shouldn't be that hard to defend. Just don't foul and don't give up a three-pointer, please. What happens? They throw a full-court pass, Wake Forest, down to Trayvon Spillers, who had a really good game in this game. He had 24 points. But from there, he catches that long heave, throws it out to Miles Colvin on the wing, 4-3. As time expires, ball in net, game over. Wake Forest wins 69-68. Now, we know there's been a lot said about this team. Penny Hardaway says he set up the offensive and defensive system with 2 weeks before the season. We know what he said about his most talented players not giving him what he wants and his less talented players giving him what he wants. He's talked about the resolve and the buy-in from this group and not being where he wants it to be. But on top of all that, what I have seen, especially in these four losses so far this year, they compound all that by a lack of understanding and lack of execution out there on the basketball floor. I'm not saying it won't get better. This is 15 new players. And sometimes it takes time to gel. By the time they get into the American Conference season, they could probably rack up some wins. They're going to have Southern Illinois next. Hopefully they get a win there, improve to 2-4, and they can continue moving in the right direction. But so far this year, no, it's been better competition than just about everybody in the conference. But it has been pretty bleak, and it has not been fun through five games for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers.
No, it has not been fun at all. It's always free throws with Memphis. It is just torture.
But usually it's missing free throws. In this case, it was making a free throw.
You get it either way.
It's free throws.
An evil turn of events is actually making your free throws this time around led to a last-second three-point shot that ultimately led to your downfall. No, it was just really poor late-game execution by the Memphis Tigers. And the decision to not miss the free throw, Penny even said it. He was like, that's on me. I got to be better. I have to know the situation, have a little bit more situational awareness. And listen, man, this Tigers team right now, it feels dire. It's not very fun to watch right now. I don't have much of a connection to this team right now in any way, any meaningful way.
Right.
I know that Doug McDaniel is going to show up. Outside of him, every single game, you have no idea really who the players are going to be.
And to be clear, he was phenomenal.
He was really good. He was really good against Wake Forest.
24, 5, 6, 7 for 12.
The whole reason they really had a chance to win the game.
From three.
He was very good.
And I think we've learned, especially in the bigger games this year, this team's going to go as Doug McDaniel goes for the most part. It's just about who else is going to pick up the slack. And you don't know who it's going to be in any game. In this game, Zach Davis showed up and gave you 12. So I you don't know who's going to show up any given game. You just know Doug McDaniel, he's going to have to be the head of the snake, for better or for worse.
Yeah, but the season's not lost yet. I think that the non-con may not look very pretty for this Memphis Tigers basketball team. I still think they should be able to have success in the American. I still think they should be able to win the American and get the automatic qualifier for the tournament. I do not think, though, this team really has a chance at an at-large bid, unless things turn around drastically in the non-con schedule. But as it sits right now, that's your pathway. Mm-hmm. So you've got to figure out your offense. You've got to figure out your defense. You've got to figure out who your eight guys are,
and
nine guys are.
I've got to say this now before it continues to happen. Aaron Bradshaw cannot be in the starting lineup.
He is terrible.
You can't play him.
Listen.
You can't. I know what I've said, and I know what everybody has echoed, okay? And it's the truth. You can't miss on guys like that. Guys that are probably in your top three highest paid players, guys that you really went after in the portal cycle when you could have gone after other names. Like, you have to hit on these guys. He's likely your second highest paid player. But listen, I am at a point through five games where I'm ready to admit defeat on the Aaron Bradshaw experience. He follows up a foul out in 9 minutes with a foul out in 8 minutes.
Gabe, how many times do you think he has been able to play more than 10 minutes in a basketball game? They played five games this year. How many times do you think he has played
Oh, 10 minutes or more? 10 minutes or more, maybe twice. But
one.
I know if we're talking over
one.
Like over like 11 plus?
No.
It's one.
No.
It's 20 minutes once.
20 minutes one time, and then it's 8, 9, 9, 8.
I think he got to 10 another time.
No.
He didn't? He was at 9 something, close to 10?
It may have been in the exhibition games. In the games that count, he has played 8 minutes, 20 minutes, 9 minutes, 9 minutes, 8 minutes. Listen, man, through five games,
he's shown you nothing. He's shown you all negative. I hate to say it that way.
He is actually one of the worst players I've ever seen wear a Tigers uniform.
I was going to say, you have to throw a bit of a qualifier. Worst player you've seen in a Tigers uniform that you actually expected something
from. I don't understand how you foul at this rate. I don't get it. He did it into the San Francisco game, too.
Because you're 7'1", you're not strong, you're guarding out of position because you're forced to in a front court that's already thin.
This is the third time he's done this, and he's played five games.
Here's the other part of it. Aaron Bradshaw wants to be this like stretch four guy that can get out on the perimeter, do some things offensively, but he's not really good at that role either. He can't really do that well. And listen, I don't like piling on college kids, especially guys who've had injury issues like him. Their career clearly hasn't panned out how they want. I don't like piling on. But I think the truth of the matter is Penny Hardaway has to get out of starting him lineup. You can't play him.
He may miraculously turn the tide this season and become a serviceable player.
Maybe sending a message to him by taking him out of the starting lineup and limiting his minutes drastically, maybe that could send a message to him to start moving in the right direction.
If anything, removing him from the starting lineup allows him to go up against the bench guys of the other team. Because he clearly isn't able.
If he fouls out in 8 minutes against those guys, you have your answer pretty clearly.
Do you know how hard it is to foul out three times in under 10 minutes in five basketball games.
He had 10 fouls in 17 minutes in Bahamar. 10 fouls in 17 minutes.
Nearly impossible. It might be a Guinness Book of World Record. So have we contacted them to see?
I mean, at this point, if you think William Wharton off the bench can sort of replace those minutes, I would say go with that if you're Penny. Because you're not getting anything good out of that
guy. He cannot start right now. He cannot start. And I am leaving the door open for him being able to turn it around. But through five games, it looks awful.
Listen.
Awful.
I am starting to shut the... Like, not even starting. I'm very close. I have it closed. I'm just holding on to the door handle, keeping it twisted, right? Like, that's where I'm at. I'm about to turn the door handle and take my hands off that door handle. Like, it's... I've about closed the door on Aaron Bradshaw being anything that pans out for this roster and this team.
I genuinely don't understand. I don't get it.
The other problem that I really have is... Not only is he playing poorly, fouling too much, not staying on the floor enough, he doesn't play with any level of passion or aggression. He's just very passive.
Well, we've seen one time.
And that wasn't even very much. Oscar Clough knocked him into next week, and then he got up and all bark, no bite. Just very passive, not showing any real intensity out there. It just, to me... seems like a lost cause.
Yeah.
It really does.
Sometimes there's a miss. Unless I understand that
you
Penny had a difficult
really
job.
You really don't
want
to miss on guys like that, though.
Good
Lord. We can be honest. It's a bad miss.
Oh, it's an awful miss.
It's a really bad miss.
Well, it's just going from Dane Danger to Aaron is just the most possible whiplash you could have in your life. It's awful.
And then, like, outside of him, who did we really expect to show through? Tariq Ingram's out of shape.
Well, all preseason, we were asking people.
William Wharton is not some guy that we need to expect anything from.
No.
Simon Majok, with respect to him, I think he's if there's
at
one
least he
guy
gives a damn.
That's almost the complete opposite of Aaron Bradshaw, who just like has passion and intensity and just tries his ass off.
Right.
It's Simon Majok, but brother, he's limited. He just got over here. And he's raw beyond all recognition. So, like, what can you reasonably expect from a guy like that? Aaron Bradshaw had to give you something as a big. And he's giving you less than the guys that transferred in from Rider. Less than the guys that transferred in from North Dakota State. Less than the guys that transferred in here from wherever. Where was Simon Majok? Was it Lithuania or Serbia and, like, the third professional league? He's giving you less than all these guys. That makes no sense, especially with the monetary amount, the money amount you spent on him.
Well, here's the issue. We had people who talk about college basketball, write about college basketball for a living on during the offseason. And we asked the question to all of them, who is the X factor for the Memphis Tigers? Who is the player that their season is kind of going to hinge
they
on?
They expected
and
Doug
everybody,
McDaniel.
No, everyone
no, they
said.
They expected him to be who he is right now.
Oh, yes. Everyone said Aaron Bradshaw.
Yes, correct.
He's going to be the player that can change the fortune of this team.
And the general thought was he hasn't shown anything, but maybe Penny can get it out of him. And if Cal can't get it out of him, if Ohio State can't get it out of him, and if Penny can't get it out of him this year, maybe you just can't get it out of him. You know, maybe that's the conclusion that ought to be drawn if this continues.
Yeah.
Which I expect it to continue. I don't expect it to get better.
I could not believe it. When he fouled out, I went and checked the minutes, and I was like, again? I was like, how is this possible? You would think that...
And you know that when they watch film and they met as a team, you know that was an emphasis from Penny Hardaway and that coaching.
Somebody needs to show him the way people defended James Harden when he played for the Rockets. Hands behind your back. Just don't use your hand. Just use... You're 7 feet tall. Just try to jump. But no hands. It's nearly impossible to foul out three different times in under 10 minutes in a basketball game. In five games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
5 games, you found out 3 times in under 10 minutes.
Wild.
Oh, it's damn near impressive.
Yep. Now it's time to get to some college football, some week 13. We'll also talk about rivalry week. We'll do that to start hour number two with David Cobb from CBS Sports. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.